whose meat sticks to the seed. Is there a name for that kind of peach?
That's a clingstone.
And what about one that doesn't stick?
That's a freestone.
And can you tell me some beans that don't have to be shelled? You can just cook them the way they
are. They are snap beans. There's different kinds of snap beans in the early stages. The wax bean, it's a white one. And then there's the Kentucky Wonder bean. It's a long, it's a real long pole bean. And then there's just different kinds. It's a green bean. And snap beans.
What about some that do have to be shelled?
Well, that pinto bean is one that I've never known of anyone having without it being shelled, or a butter bean.
And what do you call the tops of turnips or beets that you boil and eat? I guess you
That's salad, they call it. Turnip salad.
Okay. And what about corn that you just shuck and boil and eat with your hands?
That kind of corn is roastinators.
Oh.
But the corn on the cob, that's what, you know, they're doing. And then when it's cut off, that's cream style corn.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
It's good life.
And what do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel? I think it lives in the ground.
That's a mole, I think.
Oh. Well, have you ever heard of a ground squirrel or a chipmunk or a greenie?
Yeah, I heard of the chipmunk, but to say what they are, I do not.
Uh-huh. Okay, what about an animal that's black and has a stripe down its back? It smells terrible.
That's a skunk.
Okay. And what about a little creature, small one, that hops, and some live in the water and some on land?
Is that a frog?
Uh-huh. What are some that live in the water? Do you know names?
Well, there are spring frogs, and then the bullfrog, that's quite edible.
Hmm.
Oh, they're
good?
Really good meat.
Have you tried it?
No, I haven't.
I've always been squeamish.
I have too. I like chicken too.
Right. What about frogs that live on the land?
They're just frogs on the land. Just frogs.
What about a very small frog that makes a chirping noise?
I don't know what those are called. They're just. When it's been rainy weather, they just cry all the time. They just make an awful noise.
Do spring frogs do that?
No, I don't know what kind it is. Someone said they're crying for a dry place to sit down.
So you know it's been wet when you hear those.
Yes, sir, you know it is definitely wet.
What do you call ordinary worms that are used for fishing bait?
Earthworm.
Okay, and is there a name for the great big huge ones that are used for bait?
I don't know anything. A catawba worm, they use it in catawbas. They grow on a tree.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a catawba tree there. Mm-hmm. The brown leaves up high, and that's a catawba tree there. Right out in this window.
Oh, I see.
And but when those catawbas come on it, there's some little bugs that come around and put an egg on them, and they haven't been one good to use this year.
Hmm.
They just infest them.